Continuing in Masechta Tmura, Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara. Shmuel said it cannot become Kadesh via Tmura, and it cannot make something else Kadesh via Tmura. Although an Avela and a Trefar are to eat, a Balmum is mutter to eat. Finally, Shmuel says if someone is Makdish a Trefa, even though it cannot be a carbon, Kedushas Haguf is Chal, so it can be redeemed, but only when it gets a Mum. But Shaya says there's only Kedushas Damim. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin Perek Gimel, Elu Kodshim, the Mishnah. By these Kodshim, both their Vlad and their Tmura have the same din, i.e. it's a carbon. The Tmura of a Shlamim, or the Vlad of the Shlamim, and their children, as well as their grandchildren, at Saif, Kol Ha'olam. Gemara. An Oila cannot be offered as an Akeva, but if someone does, if it has a child, which is a Zachar, it has Kedusha as a carbon. Daf Yud Ches, the next Mishnah. Rav Elazar says, the Vlad of a Shlamim is not a carbon. But it goes the Misa. The Chachamim say it is a carbon. Rabbi Yeshua says it's also a carbon. In fact, we ate one on Pesach. Gemara. The Gemara. According to Rava, if you didn't bring a carbon when you promised on the first regal, then you're over. And when we use the term Atzeres, it's referring to Shavuos. The next Mishnah. The Vlad and Tmura of a Taida is also brought as a carbon, but they don't need to be accompanied by Lachme Taida. The next Mishnah. The Tmura and Vlad of an Oila are also carbonas. So it'll require hefshit and ituach, flaying and cutting, and their birds completely like an oila. If they're offered an akeva for an oila, which is when you really need a zachar, and it had a zachar as a child, we say yiru ad sheyistavu. When it gets a mum, you sell it, and with the money, you bring an oila. Daf Yud Tes. A carbon pesach must come as a male animal. If one used a female, we let it graze till it gets a mum, we sell it, and the money gets used for the pesach. And if it has a Vlad, even if it's a Zachar, it cannot be used as a Karban Pesach. Rebbe Eliezer says, you can't be Makdish a mother for one type of Kedusha, and the Vlad for a different type, i.e. Uber, Lav, Yerachima. They're separated. The Mishnah. An Asham must be a male animal. If someone was Mafresh in a Keva, we say Yiru Ad Sheistav, we let it graze until it gets a Mum. We sell it, and its value goes to an Asham. If he already brought his Asham, the money goes for an Adava. Shimon says he can sell it right now. Gemara. Rav Kahana says since Kedushas Damim is Chal, so Kedushas Haguf is also Chal. This is expressed by the Klal Migu, the Nachsalei Kedushas Damim, Nachsalei Kedushas Haguf, which says that if Kedushas Damim is conferred on an item which is Roy for Kedushas Haguf, then Kedushas Haguf settles on the item in spite of the intentions of the person who is Makdish it. Rava says, however, it's not considered Kedushas Haguf. Later, of course, Rava was chayzer from that. If someone is a mitzayra, a nazir, and he is a chayev to bring an animal which is now under age 1, but he brought one under age 2, it's a kashera carbon, but he must bring a second carbon. Shimon says it isn't even considered a carbon kasher at all. Daf Chaf. If someone was makdish in a keva animal for a carbon which requires a zachar, it can still affect the tmura. Shimon says it can affect the tmura only by an oila, not by a pesach or an asham. Kachay Berak Habayis, for example, Paraduma, cannot affect the Tmura. According to Reb Shimon, if someone isn't Roy Lakrava, it cannot possibly have Kedushas Haguf. The Mishnah. If we have a Tmura of an Asham, or its Vlad, we say Yiru Ad Sheistavu, and it's sold, and its value goes as an Adava. The Ezra says it dies. The Ezra says it goes as an Eilas Yachid. Daf Chafalef, the Mishnah. The Tmura of a Bechor, or Maiser Behema, or their Vladis, it has Kedusha, and it can't be sold at a regular butcher shop. And the Bailam must eat it. Once they get a Mum, they can't be redeemed, just like other Karbanas. And while other Karbanas are brought to Eretz Yisrael, these are not. Gemara. If someone inflicts a Mum in a Behema of Kodshim, he gets Malkus. What if he puts a Mum in an animal which isn't royal or carbon? For example, Tmura, Bechor, or Meiser. This is a Machlaikis. Finally, just like Bechor must be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, so too with Meiser. End of Perek. Now let's begin Perek Dalad. Vlad Chatas, here on Daf Chof Beis, the Mishnah. There are 5 cases of Chatois which go to Misa. Number 1, Vlad of Chatas. Number 2, Tmura of Chatas. Number 3, if the owner dies before Hakrava. Number 4, if it was a carbon that was older than 1 year. And number 5, if it got lost, was found, but found with a Mum. And in the last case, it only goes to Misa, if the second animal was used as the Kapara. Gemara. The Mishnah splits the cases, since the first 3 always go to Misa. 4 and 5 sometimes do, but sometimes don't. If the Baal uses the second animal for the kapara, the first goes lamisa because we have tarti l'reisa. Number one, it's over 1 year old, and number two, it got lost. Rava says, if the animal gets lost at night, but it is found before the morning, there is no misa, since while it was lost at night, it wasn't roi to be brought as a karban, since nighttime is not roi for a karban chatas. On Yom Kippur, we know that there were two animals that were taken through a lottery. One was this, ended up being the Sar Lashem, and one that ended up being the Sa'ir La'Azazel. If on Yom Kippur the Azazel got lost, normally the Azazel got taken out into the Midbar and got thrown off a mountain, but if the Azazel got lost, you must find not one new Azazel, but two new animals completely. One for the Sar Lashem, and one for the Sar Lashem, and one for the Sa'ir La'Azazel. If they were makabel the dam of the animal in a keli, then it's considered as if they did Zerika already, because kola imed lizarek kizarek dami. The Mishnah. If someone was mafresh an animal for a chatas and it got lost, and he took a second animal and was makriv it, so if they later found number one, all agree that it goes lamisa. The same with money. But there are some cases where the animal does not go lamisa. If, for example, we found number one before, we were makriv number two, then it's a machlekes if it's lamisa. If someone is mafresh an animal and it gets a mum, you sell number one, and with the money, you buy number two. Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara. If an animal was never really lost, then it doesn't go lamisa. And the Gemara says it's better not to eat truma together with kachim, so we don't end up with nicer. We don't end up with something left over. The Gemara learns from the pasuk that the kahanim are required to eat shiyare mincha, what's left over from the karban mincha, after the chametz is burnt on the mizbeach al hasayva, with a full stomach. Therefore, if a kohen has only a small amount of mincha to eat, he must fill himself up with truma or chulin before partaking of the mincha. The Rambam writes, l'halacha, that not only this is true with a mincha, but all karbanas must be eaten al hasayva as well. The Gemara says if someone was mafresh two sets of money for one chi of karban, so one is for a kapara, and the second one goes for an adava. The Gemara says there are 13 shafer-shaped stucka boxes that were in the Beis HaMikdash, including one for Maksas HaShekel, one for Eilis, one for Nadavas, and so on. Daf Chav Dalet. Removing the skin of an animal is asur an yantif. It's a malacha. And you also can't take skin of a bechor either, since even with a mum, it's degrading, since it has some level of kedusha. Also, you can't take skin from psulei hamukdashin. Others say this isser is only by bechor. This is what Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak K. Ketzad Marimin, the Mishnah. How can a person prevent kedusha's bechor from being chal on a behema, so he won't have to give it to the kohen at all when it's born? Mishnah answers, if he declares on the pregnant mother, if the firstborn is a zachar, it should be for an oila, so the kedushas bechor won't be chal. And for an akeva, he can say shlomim. Gemara. We know lechatchila it's also to inflict a mum on a bechor. Rabbi Yehuda says, before it's born, and there is no kedushas bechor, it's mutter to inflict a mum. The Eitzah Rabbi Yehuda only applies bizman shabeitz beis hamikdash hayakayim, since it was shayach to bring an oila. And we know kedushas oila is more chomer than kedushas bechor. But bizman hazeh, you can inflict a mum. Kuntres al-Daf brings a psak from the Shulchan Aruch, Yeradeya Simen Shin Chaf, Siv Vav. He says, like Taisva says here in the Gemara, that today it's mutter, and it's even a mitzvah to exempt one's firstborn male animals from the laws of Bechor by entering into a partnership with a guy. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules that in order to effect such an exemption, one must sell the guy a portion of the Bechor's mother rather than a portion of the Vlad. Selling a portion of the fetus, the Vlad, is not possible, says the Shulchan Aruch, because the unborn Bechor is considered a davar shelo b'le'olam, something that has not yet come into the world. And the rule is that ein adam makne davar shelo b'le'olam, one doesn't have the power to sell something that has not yet come into the world. It's Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis. Daf Chafei. Whether a Vlad becomes kadosh when in the womb or after it comes out, that's a machlokes. Leket of a field, which belongs to an ani, it's a machlokes if it's chal when it grows, which is called yad shamayim, or when it actually becomes hefker, which is really yad adam. And we actually do it when it actually grows, because divrei harav, which is yad Hashem, but divrei ha-talmud, which is our yad, divrei mishayim, we listen to the yad Hashem, the Mishnah. If someone has a pregnant behema, first he says the vlad should be an oila, then he says the mother should be a shlamim, so his words are valid. But at first he says the mother should be a shlamim, and then he says the vlad should be an oila. Rameir says the vlad is a shlamim, since we say tfeis, lashon rishon. We take the first thing that he said. Basically, he says the vlad is an oila. Gemara. If he's makdish a pregnant animal for a chatas, and then she had a baby, he can have the kapara from either. The Gemara says it's a machlokes if we say uber yarachimai, it's really part of the mother, or not. If someone gives a shtar shichrur to an eved, but he says that it's only chal on half of him, he can go free. Also, one can create a situation that a shtar shichrur can be chal on the mother, but not on the fetus, if you hold uber lav yarachimai. If someone says the mother of the Vlad should be a shlamim, and then he says oila, then it's a shlamim, unless he changed his mind quickly in the shir of Teich Kedei Dibur, the Mishnah. If he says hareiz et tmuris oila, tmuris shlamim, he says both. Rameir says tfais lashon rishon. Rabbi Yossi says it's really both. Daf chaf vav, the Gemara. All agree that if he says number one, and then he says achar kach, then we say tfais lashon rishon. If he says half oila, half shlamim, Rameir says an oila, since this is his first statement. Rabbi Yossi says half of each. But since this is impossible, you have to sell them. Half of the money goes to an oila, and half go as a shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, if a behemah belongs to two people, if Reuven was makdish his half, since the second half doesn't really belong to him, the first half only has kedushas damim, and then Reuven brought the second half, then it's kadosh. But it can't be brought as a carbon. So from this we see three things. Number one, kedushas damim is permanent. You can never bring it as a carbon. It's nitcha. Number two, balei chayim nidochen. The din of nitcha is permanent and applies in permanence to a balchai as well. And number three, the general halacha that nitcha is permanent. The next Mishnah. By tmura, the animal of hektish remains hektish. By chilil, the kedusha goes off the behemah hektish and transfers to the chulin. But if there's a mum, you must be careful that hektish does not lose out. Gemara, tmura cannot be made from kachay berakabais. Taf chav zayin. If someone has four animals of kedush and one had a mum, and he said, Hare elu tachas elu, and they're all tmimim, even number four, is it considered tmimim or not? Mar says, teiku. The animal of chulin must be worth as much as that of hektish, so hektish doesn't lose out. What if it's worth less? Rabbi Yochanan says, chilul would work. Einoi na behektish. But midrabanan, we have to compensate hektish. Reish Lakish says, even midaraisa, we must compensate hektish. Shmuel says, if hektish was worth 100 zuz, and someone did chilul transfer to one pruta, transferred it through chilul to one pruta, so technically the kedusha went off, b'diavad, but lechatchila does not work. But Rabbi Yirmiyah says it works even lechatchila. The next Mishnah. If someone makes a tmura, but he doesn't say what it's from, for example, he doesn't say arei zu tachas oila, tachas chatas, that it's not valid. But if he says tachas zu, then it is good. And if it's by a balas mum, then it's no good. The Gemara says the Mishnah is not like Rameir, since he holds ein adam moitzi dvar of levatala. And the Mishnah is also not like Reb Shimon. This marks the end of this parak. Daf Chav Ches, Parak Vav, Kol HaAsurin. And the Mishnah says, any animal that is usur to be used as a carbon, if it gets mixed up with animals of heter, even 100 of them, or 1,000 of them, it will usur all the animals. For example, if the behemah was bail someone, or it was used for avodah zarah, but something which is put on top of it to cover it up, that's mutter, unless it was worshipped as well, together with the animal. Gemara. Here are things which are usur bahana. Yayin esach, avodah zarah, birds used for cleansing mitzara, peter chamor, baser b'cholav, shor haniskal, egla arufa, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, and finally, asayir ha-mishtaleach. And they asur even b'kolshu, and they're not batal. Something which is dedicated for avodah zarah is called mukta, and it cannot be used for hektish. Rabbi Shmuel says, anytime the Torah uses the words hashchasa, it refers to erva or avodah zarah. The Gemara says an animal which is sick or smells bad also cannot be used as a carbon. Reish Lakish says, an animal which is mukta, i.e. was designated for avodah zarah, so now it can't be used as a carbon, is only mukta if it was designated for avodah zarah for a period of at least 7 years. Daf Chavtas. There were 8 special heterim on that night from the pasuk that Reish Lakish brings, including Shchutei Chutz, which was mutter, and that a carbon was allowed to be brought at night. That was a special heter at that time. When a person brings a carbon, he shouldn't just bring it, but he should designate it first as a carbon, wait a bit, and then bring it. This is learned from the pasuk of Tishmeru, which tells you it should be watched for a period of time where it's designated before it's actually brought as a carbon. The klal is that muktzah is only usur if it was really used for avodah zarah. But if it's not used, mamish used for avodah zarah, then it could potentially lose its designation of avodah zarah. Rabbi Abba said on a particular amira that he knew how to answer up shailas because he lived in Eretz Yisrael. and avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkima. The air of Eretz Yisrael makes someone smart. The Mishnah. What is the case of esnan? Mishnah says that if someone says to a zayna, take this lamb as your fee for znus, even if there are 100 lambs, they're all aser. If someone says to a friend, take this lamb for a fee, so your shivcha should have relations with my eved, Rebbe says this is not called esnan, the Chachamim say this is called esnan. Gemara. If he gave her the lamb as a fee, but Lamaisa never had relations with her, or vice versa, he had relations but never gave her a lamb as a fee, then the esnan is mutter. If he says to the zayna, I'll have relations with you, and later I'll give you some land, so this is not called esnan, because at the time of the znus, there was no specifically designated land. Rav says, if an animal is given as a fee for tashmish to anyone, the animal always becomes usser as esnan. The exception to this is if an animal was given as a fee for tashmish for bia with his own wife, who is a nida. Since a person's wife cannot be a zayna, Levi says, even to his wife it's an esnan, since the pasuk says tayeva, and a nida is considered a tayeva. Finally, if a kain has relations with a zayna, he gets no malchus regarding the zayna part. But if a kain is bayal a zayna Yisraelis, he does get malchus, since kedushin can be typhus in her. And the esnan in this case would be roi legavaya. Rava says a kain would get malchus by a zayna. Daf Lamed, the Mishnah. What is the case of mechir kelev? Mishnah says, if someone says, take this lamb and give me the dog, the lamb is usher then for a carbon. If payment for tashmish hamita is with a dog, this is mutter, since it must be esnan zayna, not esnan kelev. And the children of an esnan zayna, or a mechir kelev, are mutter for kabanis. Gemara. If a behema was nival to a person, it's usher to be used as a carbon, and its vlad, its fetus, is also usher. But the vlad of a behema used for avodah zarah is mutter for a carbon. Others argue and say that it's usher. Rava says that if a pregnant animal gores and kills a man, the vlad is considered a participant in the goring. He vlada nagche. And therefore, this vlad is disqualified from being a carbon, because it's considered to be a nagchan, just like its mother is. Likewise, Rava says that if a pregnant animal is the object of nirva, the vlad is also considered to be a nirva, and is disqualified from being a carbon. Rava asserts that the Mishnah validates the offspring of a nirva or a nagchan only if the disqualifying act, for example the goring or the revia, happened before the vlad was conceived. Kuntros Aladaf brings a very interesting Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is brought in Chalas and Chuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simin Kufayin Beis. According to Rava, who views the vlad as a participant in its mother's act of bia, a person should be prohibited from having tashmish with his wife when his wife is pregnant. Rabbi Akiva Eger argues that if the vlad is a female, and of course one doesn't really know, it's a suffix whether it's a male or a female, then according to Rava, the tashmish is tantamount to an act of arayas with one's daughter, Baal Bitai, since the vlad too is participating in the bia. Rabbi Akiva Eger answers that the Gemara says that bia with a girl under the age of 3 is not considered as an act of bia. This is brought in Gemara Nida, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Therefore, even if the vlad is considered a participant in the bia, such a bia has no halachic significance since she is below the age of 3. If someone is mekadesh a woman with the dung of a shra niskal, the kedush neschal, because this waste is mutter bahana. But the dung of a calf of avodah zarah, which is also bahana, the kedushin using this would not be chal. The next Mishnah. If someone paid a zayna with cash, and then the cash is used for the purchase of an animal, this animal is mutter to be used as a carbon. But if he paid with something which is roi lemizbeach, for example, wine or flour, then if that's used for something else, then it's aser. If he paid with an item which is already hektish, the isur of esnan cannot be chal on it. The rule is that whatever is osur for the mizbeach, its vlad is mutter. And if hektish became a trefa, we cannot redeem it for dog food. Gemara. An esnan zayna and a mechir kelev cannot be used as a carbon. Rabbi Elazar says, however, that a para like this can be used for the para aduma, since a para is normally not brought into the house. If an animal is osur for the mizbeach, the machlokes is, if the tashmish happened after the animal was pregnant, Rabbi Eliezer says, uber yarachimai, therefore the child would be considered osur, because it's like part of the mother. And the Rabbanan say, no, we say uber lav yarachimai, therefore the child is not considered part of the mother, and the child would be mutter. Others say, the machlokes is if tashmish happened first, Rabbi Eliezer says, zev zegurim is osur, Therefore, the mother is a garim isser, and the father is a garim heter, but zevazeh garim is osser. The rabbanon say zevazeh garim is mutter. Taf lamed aleph. If there is an egg, even the rabbanon would be maida that it is not roi for a carbon. The Gemara says that the shear of basar from a mace, which can be metame, just like the mace itself, is milay tarud, is a spoonful. But if it came from a live person who then died, Rabbi Eliezer says that it can be metame, just like a regular aver from a mace. The rabbanon say it cannot be metame. A person, even when he's alive, is called a rima, is like a worm. If a kashera animal nursed from a treif animal, it is also to be used for a carbon. Finally, psuei hamukdashim can only be shechted, but the wool cannot be used. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the final parak, parak zayin, yesh bekatshei mizbeach, the Mishnah. There are halachas which are unique to katshei mizbeach, and there are halachas that are unique to katshei berek habayis. What makes katshei mizbeach, what types of things are unique to katshei mizbeach? Tmura, which can be chalan katshei mizbeach, but cannot be chalan katshei berek habayis. Pigel. Noiser, of course, which has kares attached to it. If someone is tame, this kares attached to that as well, but again, it's only by kachem mizbeach, not kachem berek habayis. And shchutei chutz. What's unique about kachem berek habayis, which does not apply to kachem mizbeach? It can be chal on everything, and kohanim cannot have hana from them. The Gemara. The klal is that if a person, stam, gives something to hektish, we say that it's considered kachem berek habayis, not kachem mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says that it's considered kachei mizbeach. Daf lamed beis, the Mishnah. Here are halachas that are in common, that are the same between kachei mizbeach and kachei berek habayis. Number one, if a lashon of neder, harei alai, is used, then you're chayev bachriusan, meaning that if it got lost, you have to replace it. But if it's a lashon of harei zu, which is really an adava, then you're not chayev bachriusan. Therefore, if you lose it, you do not have to replace it. If they die, however, then you must bury it. Gemara. Cherim can be chal on everything, even if it has kedusha, like the charmei kohanim. The din of me'ila is written beferish in the Torah, but when it's written beferish, it's only written by an oila. Finally, if someone is makdish an oila to the berek habayis, he doesn't have to pay the berek habayis, but the gizbarim just have to stand next to it on the mizbeach. However, midrabanim, he must pay this to the berek habayis as well. Daf lamed gimel. By balimumin, they can be redeemed only if it's kachem mizbeach. But kachei berek habayis cannot be. Others argue on this. According to Reish Lakish, kachei mizbeach do not need hamada v'aracha, and when it dies, you can redeem it. Any animal which is roi for the mizbeach, once it's on the mizbeach, we cannot take it off. Finally, if a mum kavua came to an animal, so it was redeemed, and therefore now it's chulin, there is a chi of bachar, it cannot affect the tamura, it is potter from shchutei chutz, but if it dies, it can be redeemed according to Reb Shimon. The next Mishnah is going to list certain items which have to be buried, and other items which have to be burnt. And one which is supposed to be buried should not be burnt, and an item which is supposed to be burnt should not be buried. The Mishnah says these are the items which should be buried because they're asur bahana. Number one, an item or an animal which has aborted its vlad or its shilya, eshar haniskal, an egla arufa, tzipari mitzara, seir nazir, peter chamor, Basar b'chalav, and chulin she'nishchatu b'azara. These are items which have to be buried. Reb Shimon argues on the last one, and says that chulin she'nishchatu b'azara should not be buried, but rather should be burnt. Now here are the items that need to be burnt. And of course, as we said, they need to be burnt, not buried. Chametz b'pesach, truma tameya, arla and kalai hakerem, and a machshava of chutz lizmane. Achatas, in addition, achatas which is brought b'safek. Reb Yehuda says, you don't burn it, but rather you throw it into the canal. The rule is, as we mentioned, what is supposed to be burnt should not be buried, and what is supposed to be buried should not be burnt. Daf lamed dalet. Peter chamor is a suffix, whether it's burnt or buried. We say that chametz b'pesach must be burnt. When we say that in the Mishnah, we're stating the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ein bir chametz ela sreifa, that bir chametz can only occur through burning. We know that the Torah is mechayev a person who has chametz on Pesach to burn it. This is referred to as tashpisu. Kuntres al-Daf brings the Gemara Psachim, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. He brings the view of the Chachamim. The Chachamim are of the opinion that one can fulfill the obligation of tashpisu through any means of destruction. He can crumble it and throw it into the wind. He can throw it into the sea. He can burn it. He can do whatever he wants, as long as he gets rid of it. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and says that the Torah requires a person to burn chametz. As we mentioned, ein bir chametz el asreifa. The Mishnah here in Temura follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and lists chametz amongst the items which are asr, which have to be burnt. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph follows the opinion of the Chachamim, and he rules that one is makayim the mitzvah of bir chametz through any means of destruction. He writes that one can either burn his chametz, crumble it and throw it into the wind, or he could throw it into the sea as well. The Gemara asks, why can't one bury something which is supposed to be burnt, or vice versa? The Gemara answers, since if it's buried, its dust is usr, but if it's burnt, its dust is mutter. When a mace is buried and it later decomposes and turns into dust, it becomes tahar. Finally, the Masechta ends by telling us that the ashes of anything that was hektish are usr. Rav Shmaya says that this halacha was said legabi the ashes of the Trumas Hadeshen, since the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Vav, says, V'samai etzel hamizbech. So we learn that it is usr b'hana. Hadron Allah, Masechta Temura.